Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
This morning with Dr. Bryce Edwards. Morena, Bryce, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm great. And I mean, politics is just huge at the moment and it's pretty deep and meaningful. So, you know, it's great to be talking about it.
Yes, it certainly is. It's a massive time that we are going through globally. But locally, we've seen some big stuff in just the last 24 hours. I want to start by talking a bit about what's going on with the media at the moment, because we've seen a lot of changes in the last week there. Do you think we can expect to see a change to the way advertising revenue works for the media? We've seen a lot of jobs lost. We've seen whole, you know, stations shut down in the last couple of days to week. What are you expecting will change about, about how those are funded?
Yeah, I mean, as we know, the whole business model of media has been in trouble for quite a few years, especially with, you know, the digitisation of the way we get our media. And it means that the Googles and the Facebooks are the ones profiting at the moment. The traditional media, whether it's, you know, print or even radio, is struggling, especially now, to get advertising. So, you know, we're having a lot of debates at the moment in the media about what the government can do, you know, and what the public can do in terms of, you know, supporting media to keep it alive, because obviously, you know, information analysis is the lifeblood of a democracy, and, you know, if we're actually to have proper politics, we do need to have a functioning media, and not just a media that reports what's happening, but a media that challenges, you know, and actually asks questions of those in power. And, you know, that's, you know, absolutely vital. So, yeah, there's some big debates, and the government at the moment are considering whether they're going to come to the party and start in some way subsidising the mainstream media with some sort of financial, you know, help.
What kind of support would you potentially like to see from the government? Do you think that government support is a good way forward for sort of bailing out some of this, these sort of sinking media situations we've got at the moment?
Oh, it's a really hard one, because, you know, you need to keep some distance between the media and the state, because as soon as you have too much of the media that's funded by the state, you have those questions about whether the state is having some sort of control over, you know, the media and whether it truly is independent. At the moment, maybe the best one would be to have some sort of tax breaks for media, so that, you know, they're not having to pay taxes in the same way that other private businesses are, because certainly the media is not a normal business anymore. It's not really profitable for a start. But look, I don't know. There must be some way of producing some way to give, you know, breaks to media to allow them. Perhaps even that we're already seeing at the moment, the government has a trial initiative of funding some journalists around the country to work with various newspapers to report on local democracy. We might see a bit more of those sort of things, I think.
Well, speaking of politicians themselves, yesterday we saw an announcement that Jacinda Ardern and the whole of Cabinet will be taking a 20% pay cut. What are your thoughts around this as a gesture, I guess, in many ways, of solidarity? I think that's how they've framed it.
You're right to call it a gesture. It's symbolic, and, you know, because it's not actually going to make much difference in terms of the money saved for the government, but it's an important you know, piece of symbolism to show that, you know, our leaders are also bearing the brunt, you know, sharing the burden of what's happening, and they can't really expect everyone else to suffer and have pay cuts and redundancies, unemployment, especially while they're on such huge salaries. And we have to remember that even though the Prime Minister is taking a 20% pay cut, it is only for 6 months, so in effect it's a 10% pay cut over the year. She's still going to be receiving something like $420,000 a year, which is, you know, still keeps her in top, basically the top 1% of income earners. So, you know, we shouldn't get our violins out too quickly. And there might be questions about whether, you know, it should be more than that, in fact. Politicians, you know, pay as relative to other, occupations, in my view, are still way out of whack. And it puts them at a great distance, or, you know, it keeps them insulated from daily life, which isn't a good thing in democracy. So I think we have to have a debate about whether, you know, we should reset what politician incomes are, and maybe at a much lower level than they currently get. But no, I think it is the right move for them to do, and they'll get a lot of kudos, you know, from it. The next question is whether it should be extended to the rest of politicians, and of course, mm-hmm. you know, this decision was only about ministers and chief public, the CEOs of the government departments. The rest of the parliament really should be looking at this as well, and I think that will be where this goes.
Well, we've seen a very interesting, setup in the last sort of couple of weeks of this lockdown period, where normal functioning for the whole country is, of course, suspended. But we've seen that also within Parliament as well, because, of course, they're having to work within this strange setup we've got right now too. One of the things we've seen come out of this is the Epidemic Response Committee, and the kind of role of that, I guess, is to hold the government to account on how it is dealing with COVID-19. How do you think this, as a committee, is going so far? Do you think it's been successful?
I think it has been successful, and we're getting some really valuable work out of that. The opposition and the government MPs are actually doing a really good job on asking questions and scrutinising really important stuff. So, yeah, I'm full of praise for it, but it's just not enough. You know, at a time of just such huge political decisions being made, I think it's a real shame that Parliament's not actually sitting, and this select committee really doesn't have anything like the powers of a proper Parliament, and it doesn't have the powers to really challenge what the government's doing. Not to suggest the government's necessarily doing anything wrong, but we need an opposition, you know, we need scrutiny, and I think Parliament really needs to be recalled at the first possible moment, because even if we go down to level 3 next week, it's not clear that Parliament's going to be re-adjourned. So I don't know, that committee's good. You know, certainly what we're seeing from Simon Bridges and National is rather cooperative at the moment. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, playing hardball on it, which is probably suiting the mood of the nation. They're not wanting to see, you know, a strong politicisation of this. But I don't know. It's interesting. There's a couple of polls, opinion polls, that are doing the rounds at the moment. These aren't media polls in the sense that they're published. They're not published by the TV networks. Mm-hmm. They're private polling. And two of them have actually, you know, supposedly been done by National's own pollers. And if you look at combining the two of them to get an idea of, you know, a poll of polls sort of thing, we're really seeing how this is playing out in favour of the government at the moment. So if you put those two polls together, you've got Labour on 50% and you've got National on 33%. And that really gives an indication of just mm-hmm. how well people are receiving what the government's doing at the moment, how much they trust the government, and how much the opposition are just flailing at the moment to really keep up with things.
Well, it's been great to talk to you this morning, Bryce. Nice to have you back on the show. And, of course, plenty of topics that we can dive back into next time we have a chat as well. So take care until then, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks, Rachel.
Cheers. Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary
with Dr.